Bruce.
Hot Mike.
Hot Mike.
Hot Mike. Hot tamales.
If they had tamales at the baseball park, that'd be so much better. Why don't
that's
they?
Pretty, pretty good.
Yeah. Down in L.A., in Los Angeles, a little bit further south than Seattle.
Oh, here comes the tamale lady.
And port forwarding land.
There's you can buy $5 tamales by my house.
Nice.
Oh. No, $5 is too much. It should be like a dollar.
It should be $3.
$3.
Three Canadian is pretty good. The best tamales I ever had were in New Jersey, handmade by Zenith Poblano's mom, Mrs. Poblano, and Mana Poblano.
Mama Poblano. If you need a good Mexican recommendation, the best Mexican I've ever had. I've never been to Mexico, so do I know. I'm in Mexico on Craig Flower in Esquimalt.
Interesting.
They operate out of the gas station. No, it's a convenience store. It's really good. The chef doesn't speak English.
Okay, that's a good sign.
Yeah, really good.
I'm skeptical.
I have
having grown up in California.
I don't think it can compete with
California. Oh,
hot Mike.
Cold Mike.
Cold Mike. Sorry.
I don't know. When the closer you get to Mexico, the better Mexican
food. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Utah had some really good Mexican food.
Oh, yeah. Right there.
I mean, it was Mexico for a long period of time.
It was. When is Mexico going to colonize the United States?
Well, I mean, they wouldn't have to change much. They already are officially called the United States of Mexico.
Oh.
Estados Unidos de México.
Oh.
Yeah. Fun fact of the day.
Might as well.
Never say this show isn't didactic and educational. Thanks so much for tuning in, everybody. We've been playing a whole bunch of stuff off of my cellular device from the Spotiffies.
And transmitted over the air.
Yeah, compressed through a compressor and then sent out through a wireless transmitter. Or if you're tuning online, cjsf.ca, you can also follow the live link on bitcoover.com. That takes you directly to the web stream. But it will only play Bitcoover on Tuesdays, 8 to 10 p.m. If you click, it's just going to be CJSF stuff, which is awesome. There's so much good programming on here, like Radio Goethe, which on Wednesdays at 2 p.m., which is all music from Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. We've also got Free Voices on Thursday, 3 p.m.
Department Uno?
Friday, 1 p.m.
Is it Departamento Uno?
Department Uno.
Department Uno.
Because department in Spanish would be...
Uno!
It would be Departamente.
Departamente Uno.
Sí.
No hablas español, es gringo.
Remember Senor Froggies?
Senor Froggies is good.
Senor Froggies is actually pretty decent Tex-Mex in Kamloops.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't make it when I was just there.
That's sad. Senor Froggies was not bad.
Top three restaurant recommendations for Kamloops. Number one, Senor Froggies. Number two.
What's that? Kelly
Kelly O'Brien's?
Yeah.
There's a Kelly. It's actually a Carlos O'Brien's. They have two ones. Carlos O'Brien's is less family friendly.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a Kelly O'Brien's here in Vancouver by the Cambies.
Yeah.
Is it Broadbridge?
What else? What's that cowboy bar that's always getting into fights?
Oh, the...
Jack...
You
know the one
Cactus,
I'm talking
about.
Cactus Jacks. That's it, Cactus Jacks.
I think it's closed.
It doesn't surprise me.
I don't care. The other one I'd recommend is definitely Tiger Ramen.
Nice.
I think it's one of the best ramen I ever had. Blows Danbo out of the ramen boat.
Danbo's a very specific type of ramen. For those of you who don't know, here on Robson Street here in downtown Vancouver, there's a ramen chain from Japan, and it's Yokohama-style ramen. And it's thin noodles, so it's different from your standard kind of ramen. Or like, I like Ramen Santoka. Ramen Santoka is pretty
good. That one's good. It's pretty, I think it's fancy.
It is fancy, but that doesn't mean it's... like so fancy it's not good. Yeah. Sometimes you run into that problem here where it's like it's too fancy and you're just overpaying for mediocre food.
I went to Ramen One on Broadway. It was okay. It was a weird kind of ramen. I've never had that flavor. Sukiya on Denman.
I like there's one Hokkaido.
Oh,
is it nice. Called? Is it called Hokkaido? Let's see.
You listen to Ramen Coover. Vancouver's only ramen radio station.
Yeah, we'll do a whole ramen. So let's see. We've pulled up the. I actually really like over here in Chinatown the Ramen Butcher.
I've been there.
Ramen Butcher is really good.
I like Fat Mao.
Yeah, Fat Mao's good.
It's not ramen. It's Chinese noodle soup, but it's good.
Yeah, there's ramen. And then, where is it over here? Yeah, it was this one, Tsukio. Is that the one you're talking
about? Tsukio, yeah, Tsukio. That was good. Tsukio's the one really next good. To it, I didn't like. I was going to ask you not to name it so we don't disparage it publicly. It's a family-run business. Don't be hard on it.
All right, it's fine.
I'd rather not mention them than say anything bad. It's too late for that.
Soup. Let's hot see. Soup coming through.
Hot soup.
Hot soup. That was my favorite thing about working in the restaurant, was always yelling out, hot soup.
Kitano Donburi is not ramen.
Ramen. Yeah. I like Gojiro's.
Yeah, Gojiro's okay. It is Gojiro. You're right. Speaking of Gojira, Gojira played at the Olympic ceremony.
I heard.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, Gojira is a doom and sludge metal band from France, and they played at the Olympic ceremony, it was the first time that a metal band has played at an Olympic ceremony.
I remember watching Athens in 2004 and seeing Bjork. Well, that was pretty good.
Taishoken? I haven't been to Taishoken.
I don't know what that is.
It's another ramen. But there's one.
Too many ramen places.
What's it called?
We need more.
Yeah, Hokkaido Ramen Santoka. That one's pretty good. And then there was another. There was one downtown.
What was that chicken ramen place?
Marahachi? Yeah, but I don't know.
I don't know how I feel about chicken ramen.
Yeah,
I'm
with you. I like me a tonkotsu. Not tonkatsu, tonkotsu.
Sorry, I shouldn't be snorting into the mic.
Fine. Vancouver's only pig-based.
Pork-based ramen.
Pork-based.
Pork-based radio.
Okay. Yeah, Donbo, Horin. Haven't been to Horin.
I saw lineups in that place.
Ramen One, that was the one you're talking about?
Ramen One. It's overhyped. It was one of the ones they have the little booths. They open up a little window in front of you with a curtain in it to put the ramen so you don't actually see anybody. Yeah. But they still have a human taking your order. I want to cut out the human factor. I want to order from an app. I don't want to talk to people to order my soup. And they had like three choices of ramen.
There used to be one along like Pender down here. It may have moved.
Pender.
Ramen Butcher is really good.
They have a Zubu downtown. I went to the one in Metro Town. That was pretty good. Pretty, quite premium ramen there.
Any over here? Search this area.
Here was the Ramen Cooper.
Suika.
I think it was just the same couple of ramen places over and over and again. They're just copies of each other.
Probably.
It's all the same. I can't. Oh,
apparently this one's pretty good.
Kinton Ramen. There's a ramen
Kinton
chain.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them now. I remember they're pretty new.
And then there's it's like Tokyo Masasobo or something like that. There's one over on Lougheed, like somewhere around here. And then there's another one that's on over in Berquitlam.
Yeah, I went to that one. I can't remember what it's called. It was pretty good. Excuse me, I need.
I mean, the real deal would be to go to Sapporo and actually get good ramen. Just go to Sapporo.
Like, I had a friend who went to Japan and it was Nigel.
Nigel.
And he was saying, like, oh, it's a whole other level. Like, there is no. I've had the 10 best meals of my life in Japan. And for ramen here in this country and Canada, nothing comes close.
Yeah.
It's like, oh. Like, it blows your mind. It opens your mind. It's like a whole new reality of soup.
Soup.
That you would have never considered possible. Hey, we got 18 minutes left.
Indeed we do. I'm going to play a couple more tracks, and then we're actually going to load up the end of the show automated, so that way I don't have to wait 20 minutes to catch a bus, because I still have to pack and then go catch a flight tomorrow.
Oh, you're leaving tomorrow?
I'm leaving tomorrow from Seattle.
I'm glad I get to catch you then.
How would we say Cleveland, but in Vancouver style?
Bitland?
Cleveland?
Cleveland? Cleveland.
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
We got until tomorrow.
Yep. But yeah, it's a red-eye flight. It's gonna suck.
Ooh. What does the red-eye mean?
Overnight.
Ooh.
Yeah, it leaves Seattle at 10 p.m.
Brutal.
22 hours for those of you who enjoy 24 hours.
What time do you land at?
5:30 in the morning in Cleveland, because it's 3 hours ahead. So it's about a four and a half hour flight. Honestly, 4 hours on a plane isn't really not that bad at all.
It's not bad.
Compared to 12 and a half to go to Shanghai.
When are they going to invent sedation travel?
Oh, goodness.
I want to see, like, you just get sedated, and they load you into coffins and just stack you up. It's completely stuffed with people. It's super cheap. It works out to be like it's so claustrophobic.
But isn't that the many a sci-fi novel where they load them up and then send them off to go colonize a planet and the stars?
It's practical if it's going to take like 10 years to get where you're going, but... You know, I don't like flying. I just want to forget.
So the thing about like traveling at light speed is, yes, you may be able to get up to light speed if you can design a ship that's structurally sound from that. But then you also have to decelerate from light speed too. Although, but if you're traveling at light speed, you've probably already figured out that process. So, yeah, FTL travel. Maybe one of these days we'll figure it out.
Where would we go?
Alpha Centauri is probably
the
closest.
There's no ramen there.
No, there's no ramen.
What's
the why?
Point?
Why?
What's the point? Maybe they have a different kind of soup there.
Maybe they do.
Like centaur soup. Mm. Half man, half soup.
Centaur ramen.
Centaur ramen.
Centaur Chiopino.
I think we should load you up onto a plane and send you away.
there's a style of hot dog that's very popular in Cleveland, and it's called a Polish boy, and it's a kielbasa loaded up with fries, coleslaw, and sauce.
How are people there still alive?
I don't know. Yeah. There's some good eating. There's some good eating. I'm planning to take my friend to their first dim sum experience.
Oh,
there.
What's that chili thing they make? It was just like chili with a spaghetti. It's like chili on top with a disgustingly gratuitous amount of grated cheese.
Cleveland chili spaghetti?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cincinnati chili. That's Cincinnati, though, so that's southwestern Ohio. Cleveland is up by Lake Erie.
That actually looks pretty good.
Let's look at this. It's a meat sauce. Mm. So it's basically just chili on top of spaghetti with grated cheese.
Mm.
That sounds fine.
That's good. That's a lot of cheese.
That is a lot of cheese. Here, I'll show you the Polish boy. Well, it's just a picture of Jacob.
I'm Polish.
Polish boy.
Ooh. Hey, well, I need my glasses for this.
It's a hot dog. It's a kielbasa with fries, coleslaw, and sauce.
Mmm.
That sounds really good, actually.
I'm gonna go flip.
Yeah, so that's a Cleveland thing to do.
I like Polish food.
Yeah, me too. Polish food is
pierogies.
Really good. Pierogies. Gwobki, the cabbage rolls.
You know, when I went to Warsaw, I didn't get any Polish food. I just went to this 24-hour Italian restaurant by my hostel. It's spaghetti. It's a spaghetti.
And just counting up time, so that's like 5 minutes. It's like seven, so that's about 7 minutes. Okay, so we got about 7 minutes before I need to throw some stuff on.
7 minutes.
Yeah, I might throw on a preview as well, too.
You've listened to Vancouver.
Hype up my own
Vancouver
show.
Vancouver radio station. I'm getting tired.
You're Coover to Bit.
I've been up
you're
since
Coover
five
to
this
Bit
morning.
Listening. It's been a long day for me too.
Getting kind of
go home and drink some coffee and stay up later. No, don't do that, folks. Drink water.
Are you working tomorrow?
No.
Oh,
I came in today, and
so you don't have to work.
I took care of a thing, and actually, one thing I do need to do is I need to set my out of office reply. So
ooh.
I'll do that when I get home.
Yeah. What are you gonna do?
I
try to set a really outrageous one every time I go away.
No, I don't. I just have the same one.
I'm away.
Yeah, the only thing I change
right
is...
Right to this person if I'm not answering.
Well, I have and it's like, it says the staff here at the station, because I moonlight as the host of BitCoover, but during my day job is the music director here at CGSF, and so people do have questions about the library, and so my inbox blows up with everyone wanting to send their music to me, which you should. You totally should. And especially if you make chiptune, send it to bitcoover@gmail.com.
Chiptune.
But if you have other questions, then you should direct them to the department here at the radio station that will help you the best. And my out-of-office reply will be able to assist you with that.
Oh, boring. I try to send out an outrageous one. I did one for Mersbo Day. I'll be away celebrating National Mersbo Day.
National Mers Day.
So, until I get back, you can listen to some Mers. Nobody ever asked me about my oots. I need to set something. I told people over Christmas to become organ donors. It's like, well, last year, I gave you my heart and you gave it away the very next day. It's like, just give me your heart.
I gave you my heart because my body was dead and you gave me away.
You didn't give your organs away. Yeah. Totally random. Just sign up to give your organs away. I don't know. No one's ever talked to me about my oops. It's like, there's too much to do.
There is too much to do. I would agree with you
just
there.
Just don't do anything. Cookies.
Well, folks. I don't know. What were you going to say?
What's your favorite kind of cookie?
Favorite kind of cookie? Ooh, I like, I'm a big fan. It's not really a cookie. It's more of a cake, but I like a Madeleine. It's not really a cookie, though, I would say.
They sell those at Uncle Tetsu's. I still have yet to buy my Uncle Tetsu cheesecake. It's a good dessert.
Oh, back in the day, there was this, I think it was called Chico Cafe. C-H-I-C-C-O. And it was a Japanese-style cheesecake cafe, and they had a matcha Japanese-style cheesecake, the fluffy souffle.
It's incredibly fluffy.
It's not
very sweet.
No.
It's not like...
It's good. It's totally different than New York style.
Yeah, it's good. It's light. It's fluffy. Yeah. And it's like...
And good New York style isn't, it's just rich. It's not super sweet. Yeah. New York style cheesecake is really good. I had an amazing cheesecake in New Jersey and I still dream about it
sometimes. New Jersey cheesecake?
It was so good. Best pizza I've ever had in my life. New Jersey.
We need to develop a Vancouver cheesecake, like one with like smoked salmon in it. What? Salmon and cream cheese go together already. It could be like... Yeah.
Maybe if it was candied salmon.
You can do a savory one and
you're pushing it, Plastic Owl.
Cheese Sam Vancouver
I'm here for it, though.
With either candied salmon or I don't know. I'm not allowed to invent food new foods anymore because it always winds up with like
Oh, so good.
And Vancouver cheesecake with salmon in it.
All right, well, when this track's over, I'm going to...
Automate.
I'm going to automate, and then we're going to hibernate here. And, of course, stay tuned for more overnight programming here on CGSF. And, of course, thank you so much for everybody who tuned in to tonight's show here on CJSF. Gotta see how much louder that is, you know? Anyways.
Hot mic
coming through.
Hot mic. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in. I'm gonna throw one more track on there. Let's go. Show promo. Vancouver. What's your record for longest? 11 seconds. Let's put on the David Duchovny X-Files one. I want to believe.
I can't remember. I was more of a Twin Peaks kind of guy.
I was more of an X-Files guy. I'd never watched Twin Peaks. Still have never watched Twin Peaks. I've never watched...
It's really good.
I've never watched...
Well, in season 3, they had Ducky Jones wearing the Brat coat, like, 7 years before Brat came out. Totally ahead of its time. That's a good album.
There we go. We're all loaded up. All right, folks. We're going to peace out for the evening.
Peas.
Thank you so much, Plastic Owl.
Oh, my pleasure. Always a pleasure.
And you'll hear this episode again next week because I'll be out of town.
You'll have heard it again last week.
Last week tonight. Wait, no, that's already taken.
Broadcasting from last week.
Yep.
Have a good night. What is it? What's the date next week?
It's we don't talk about dates on the air.
No. Oh, so you can infinitely repeat things.
Exactly.
Yes, I figured out the formula.
Yes, except I noted some dates. Make sure to check out August 23rd in Seattle.
In 2024.
Year of Our Lord, MMXXIV. Mm-hmm. All right, folks. This is DJ Lately.
Classic Owl.
Signing off.
Good night.
Hot Mike.
Hot Mike's coming through.
Had a pleasant flight.
friends. Join us every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for Bitcoover FM, featuring the best in chiptune, video game soundtracks, synthesized music, history of electronic instruments, and more, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll see you in the virtual plaza, and remember to synthesize with nostalgia. Every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m., tune in to Department Uno to hear the latest and greatest from the CJSF playlist, featuring all new music from local, Canadian, and international artists. Fresh releases from the music department every week on Department Uno, only on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer, because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
We would do anything for our kids. Wouldn't. I'm just glad they're still so young, so we can speak in code in front of them. But they must wonder why we're always camping.
Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.
Ha hu agaiste ri CJSF. Nachad Poing Aun FM, Crowley Burnaby, British Columbia.